8 minutes to 8. Let's get the business news from Adam Maguire.
Thanks, Mary. 85% of businesses here increased basic pay by an average of 4.1% this year. That's according to the latest pay trends report from IBEC, which surveyed more than 400 HR bosses. A similar percentage of firms are planning further pay increases next year, though at a lower average rate. Maeve McAwee is IBEC's Executive Director of Employer Relations. She joins us on the line now. How is that 4.1% increase on average this year, how does it compare with what we've seen in previous years, Maeve?
Good morning, Adam. I suppose it compares with previous years quite well. We have seen higher increases over the last number of years, really reflecting the very tight labour market and the number of job vacancies. So the 4.1%, I think, compares with what we saw in probably the last 3 years, where we've seen that all of that cost competitiveness in the labour market.
The retail, tourism and leisure sectors saw the biggest increases in the past year, somewhere between 5.3% and 5.5%. Now, you say that reflects the rise in the minimum wage, that those sectors being more reliant on minimum wage workers. But given that the minimum wage was up by 12% or more than 12%, it doesn't seem to have had much of a knock-on effect on higher wages in the sectors.
It has actually. What we have seen is that very significant uplift at the national minimum wage as we move towards the living wage has actually had huge impacts across lots of businesses in terms of what they have implemented on sort of those relativity rates. So where other pay scales are dependent on the entry rate, which lifted by that significant jump on the last national minimum wage increase, how they have had to increase those subsequent rates has actually fed through very considerably to employers across the board. So we've definitely seen that across all sectors, and irrespective actually of company size, that has been a really key consideration for employers in their cost competitiveness over the last number of years, and particularly last year.
In terms of the outlook then for the coming year, average prediction of more wage growth next year, it is at a slower rate than what we've seen this year. And that's despite continued tightness in the labour market. Why do you think the rate may be slowing in terms of what people are expecting to pay next year?
I think what we're generally seeing is the fact that we have seen the stabilisation of inflation rates, inflation now settling around 2%. We're definitely seeing something of a pushback in terms of that rate of increase in wages. But again, we're also seeing sort of that softening within the labour market. So even the vacancy rate is slowing somewhat within a still very tight labour market. So I guess where employers are trying to pitch that increase is trying to manage some of the costs of that competitiveness factor across all of our sectors and industries. We're looking at trying to balance that retention of employment and the skills base that's so important for us, but also recognising that inflation rate is coming back somewhat.
That may be cooling somewhat in hiring is showing in the survey as well. There is an expectation of an increase in headcount, but a slower pickup than what was seen in previous years.
Yes, exactly. So that is what we have been seeing. We do see that those vacancy rates are dropping somewhat, and we see a moderation in the level of employment expectation. On the other hand, we really are talking about a situation coming off, you know, nearly 5 years of exceptional employment growth over the next over the last 5 years in particular. But the outlook is still very positive. So while there's some softening there, there is still significant anticipation of increasing headcount. So we have 41% of respondents to this survey still intending to increase headcount.
Okay. Maeve McAwee, IBEC's Executive Director of Employer Relations, thank you for that. More business news in the next hour, but that's all for now.